Who really saved the White House? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Omar J. Gonzalez, the retired Army vet who ran through the unlocked front door of the White House on September 19th, obviously should never have gotten anywhere near the building. But there's a part of the story that has been lost in all the focus on how incompetent the Secret Service was. This wasn't the first time Gonzalez had shown up on the radar. He had been stopped by the Virginia State Police for reckless driving last July, at which time the cops searched his Ford Bronco and found not only a map with a line pointing to the White House, but 11 firearms, including an illegal sawed-off shotgun. Since that map was suspicious, the Secret Service was called in to interview Mr. Gonzalez, but he explained the map was merely a sightseeing map, and so he was released on bond. But because of that illegal shotgun, the Virginia State Police decided to confiscate all 11 of his weapons as evidence, which is probably why when Mr. Gonzalez sprinted into the White House on the 19th, all he had was a knife. His 11 guns, including two sniper rifles and that sawed-off shotgun, are right now sitting in a police storage locker. So let's take a moment to congratulate the agency that really saved the day in this case, the Virginia State Police, which achieved something that is all too rare these days. They successfully separated a mentally ill person from his arsenal before he had a chance to use it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.